Hey, if you have your Bibles here with you this morning, I'm just going to read a quick scripture. We're going to dig in later on, though, down into Numbers chapter 21. And so if you just want to put your finger there, Numbers chapter 21, we're going to dig into that a little bit later on in the talk. But if you're following along with us on the app, we have all scriptures provided for you in this talk, as well as all the main points that we hit. It's really cool tool that I would recommend taking notes during talks as well, because you're not going to be able to absorb everything that's being said here, but it's always, and you're not going to remember everything that's being said here, so it's always good to take notes. And if you're good on your phone, we've got, you can add your own notes on the app, you know, paper, whatever. It's always good to remember the information that we're taking in. And we're going to launch today's talk off of James chapter 5 and verse 13 out of the English Standard Version, and it says this. It says, "Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray." Not that we're suffering right now, but let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much just for the opportunity to break open your word, to celebrate your word, to speak your word. What an honor it is to be here in this moment. And God, as we pray every week here at this church, we pray the power and truth behind your word would come to life, God, literally in our lives, as we strive to apply it to our lives, live it out in our lives as we go from this place here today. Lord, I thank you, God, for the opportunity to speak here. Let every word I speak be an echo of what you're saying, a raw echo of what you're saying to us, your people here today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I want to kick off this talk. I want to show you this video here in just a second. And I was watching this on Jimmy Fallon's Tonight Show, and he recently had U2, the band U2, on. And he did a prank on a group of people at a subway station, people that were boarding and unboarding a busy subway station that runs underneath the streets of Manhattan. He took U2, the band, and put them in disguise and had them go and play just like they were playing for money underneath a subway. And it's a really neat clip here, if you would just take a look at it.
Hey guys, I'm here at the 42nd Street subway station right below Grand Central, and U2 is about to go on the subway platform and start busking in disguise. No one knows this is gonna happen. Nobody knows that it's U2. They're just gonna go out there and do it. And I'm wearing these glasses here with a special camera in it so I can get some decent footage of the crowd here in the greatest city in the world, New York City. Let's do this. Let's play some music. All right, New Yorkers, let's go. Here we go. Let's go, let's do this. Guys, give money, support local artists. If you like what you hear, give them some money. The local artists here, New Yorkers, they play birthdays. They play bar mitzvahs, they'll play your party. You guys like what you hear, support your local artists. Some New Yorkers here, why don't you come over? Any change will help, you got a dollar.
I am glad the hay is melting. I hear grow through the field.
You guys want to support your local artists?
Yeah!
think that is just such an incredible clip right there. Can you believe just people are passing up U2 while they're playing in the subway station? I thought that video was quite genius. And what blew me away was seeing the countless people walking by, like completely unaware of who it is that is right in front of them. A record-setting band that packs stadiums at a $100 ticket average is unknowingly right in front of you, and you just walked on by. And I love it when they pull the blanket off of the situation, and then the people come swarming and screaming, "Ah, you too!" You know, and they realize the treasure that is right in front of them. Let me ask you a question. How often do you find yourself just walking by an absolute treasure? I want today's talk to be parallel to that video. I want today's talk to serve in pulling the blanket, so to say, off of the treasures that lay around you every single day that perhaps you are allowing to go unnoticed in your life right now. Treasures that you are just walking right past. And God wants to ask you this morning to stop and have an experience with the treasures that He has put around you, to stop and enjoy the treasures that He has put around your life. And I think we do this too often in most of our lives. We just walk by. I think we do this way too often in our lives. Our busy lives, our lives that are pushed by the demand of our jobs, pushed by the demand of the need to pay bills, pushed by the need to keep up with the responsibilities in our lives that have to be met. And so we are in this culture of just going and going and going, and I got to get here to get there, to get here to get there. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with going and going, but the danger in going and going and going is that we end up passing treasure after treasure after treasure that God asks for you just to stop for a minute and enjoy and have an experience with the blessings that He has placed around your life. And I want to highlight a few of those treasures here today in this talk that I believe that we so often just walk by. And I want to urge you this morning as we go from this place to not simply pass by the treasures that God has given us. Treasure number one that I feel like we so often just pass by and that we overlook in our lives are the people that are around your life. You know, the people around your life are just absolute treasures. I'm talking about the team. I'm talking about the community that God has placed around you to do life with. Stop and enjoy those people, because those people around you, your family and your friends, are amazing friends. God put them there for you to enjoy them. John chapter 13 and verse 34 says, "A new commandment," Jesus said, "that I give to you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you are also to love one another. By this all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." Love by nature, friends, is commitment. Love takes time. Love is commitment to each other, friends. Love is not just walking by. Love is enjoying giving yourself to individuals, friends. We so often just walk by our own family and life's demands. We so often just pass by our own friends and acquaintances in life just to get from here to there. And friends, that's not a good thing. We got to stop and enjoy the treasures that God has put in our lives. I found our family was, you know, just since the beginning of this year, we were just, seems like with all the churches is needing and requiring, it has required a lot of our family. And so we just found ourselves since the beginning of the year, and perhaps this may relate to where you're at too, just so demanded upon that we just found that our family, we just hadn't had time to take an extended amount of time and just be together as a family. And so we just said, man, we need to be able just to spend an extended amount of time together as a family. And we need a vacation. But then when you go to the bank account, there ain't no money. Anybody relate to that? You're like, well, what are we going to do? You know, you got to go somewhere, right? I mean, you got to do something. And so we said, well, I guess we can't fly everywhere. I mean, we got to do something, but, you know, we can't go far. And so we said, well, what's around us? And so we just started to look at all the things that are around us. And over the past, you know, couple of weeks, we were able to take some time and just visit some of the landmarks that are around us. So, you know, we went to Elephant Rock State Park. Anybody know where Elephant Rock State Park is? There's like rocks the size of elephants there. And we just, you know, my kids, thank God they're still alive. I mean, they were just loving what they were doing there. And, you know, we just decided to go there, and we went to Johnson Shut-Ins, you know, which is that rock water slide. But my kids weren't too fond of that one because the water levels were really high. It sucked them under for about 6 seconds. And I was like, well, they'll be back to the top. And so they floated back up. I don't know if I'm a fan of this place, you know. But, you know, we just were able to hang out, hike, enjoy nature, grab a cabin, you know, and just get away for a little bit. And then, you know, we realized Chicago's just about a five-hour drive from where we're at. Let's just go to Chicago. We found a hotel that was cheap, and we just walked around and did things there. And it was really cool just getting away. I mean, it was a time away that we needed. It was a time filled with each other. It was a time filled with romance. You know, it was a time filled with excitement. It was a time filled with desires of wanting to beat my kids in the back seat of the car, you know, who were just creating such annoyances in my life. You know what I'm saying? You put two teenagers in the back seat of a car, friends, and it makes your old school hand just want to start go swinging back in there, man, just hitting whatever's in the way, just unprecedented. It's just like, you know, you remember getting swatted in the back seat. Me and my sister, man, we'd be like way up on the back while my dad's hand was just going to town, you know. I was wanting to do that, man. But my absolute favorite time, we went to this place in Chicago called the Navy Pier. And every Wednesday night, they do a fireworks, so it's completely free. We just went and sat there, and I was just watching the fire. I was just watching my family, watching fireworks. And it was just, we had been spending time away, an extended amount of time away for the first time in a while. And it was just, I was in bliss. I was loving that time away. Man, I'm telling you, I'm so refreshed from that time with them. I'm so overwhelmed with feelings and emotions of gratitude and thanksgiving for me simply hitting the pause button from life's demand that will never go away. Let's just be honest. Because some of us have the mindset, I just need to catch up first. You'll never catch up. We will always be behind in the demand of life. It's important to hit the pause button and take care of yourself, friends, and just enjoy the treasures that God has placed around your life. Let me ask you a question, because this is what God has been speaking to me for you while I was away. Who do you need to go to Elephant Rock with? Who do you need to get away with, friends? Who are the treasures in your life that you're just walking by in the demands of life that you just need to stop for a minute and simply enjoy them and have an experience with them? Treasures found in the people. God placed them around you. Treasures in the things. Treasure number two, the things that God has placed around your lives. Listen, friends, we are blessed. That's a good place to say amen right there. You see, but we so often forget that we are blessed in all that we have because we are stressed about what we don't have. Well, if I've heard this before. Well, if I only made X amount more an hour, I might be able to. Listen, quit worrying about what you don't make and start thanking God about what you do make. Come on, somebody. That's class one preaching right there. I'm telling you what, we need to be thankful for what is around our lives, friends. You are blessed this morning. I don't care what your definition of lack is, friends. You are blessed this morning. And we sit in a nation where I can confidently say, no matter who you are, friends, you are rich in comparison to the world outside of this nation. You are rich. I was just looking at stats on income. You know, the median income in Troy, Missouri, household income in Troy, Missouri is $46,000. The median income. I just put 40. There's this website that you can find out just how rich you are compared to the world around us. I don't know if you, can you guys see this little laser right here? Okay, so I know this is tough to read. Right here, I just put $40,000 of household income. This is everybody in the house. Right? And you hit calculate right here, and if your household income is $40,000, here, watch this, you are in the richest 2.1% of the world's population. The richest 2.1% of the world's population, which means your household income is 29.1 times more than the global average. And some of you are like, well, I don't even make that. I put in $10 an hour. Go to the next one. $10 an hour. If you make $10 an hour, you are in the richest 7.1% of the world's population. Which means your income is 15.1 times the global average. Friends, God wants you and I to be thankful for what we do have. Somebody say a good amen there. I heard somebody at a restaurant the other day just complaining, you know, just about life, and everything that they were complaining about was just like, I just it made me just want to get up and just, I won't even want to tell you what I wanted to do, amen, because some of you might leave the church, amen. It was like unbelievable the things that we complain about, friends. We get stressed when we're blessed. And the people I heard complaining, you know, at this, it was a restaurant, they were complaining that the Wi-Fi that they were trying to access was not running at 20 megabytes a second. I mean, it was a legitimate complaint. I'm talking real complaining here. Like, stress is entering their lives because the Wi-Fi is not running at 20 megabytes a second. And the other person said, first world problems, right? Yeah. I don't think we in the first world realize what real problems are sometimes. How many know what I'm talking about? Like, we find these complaints on things. Like, we so often just find complaints on the blessing that's around our lives. There was this video, it's an amazing video, and I want to show you. It's from an organization called giftoflife.com. It's a great organization that deserves support. They provide water to children and families around the world that don't have access to clean water. And what they did was they created this video where they had impoverished people around the world make statements that we often make in America about our stresses of life. Take a look at this.
I hate when my phone charger won't reach my bed.
I hate when my leather seats aren't heated.
When I go to the bathroom and I forget my phone.
Le mettre radio dans machine à laver, je commence à sentir.
I hate it when my house is so big. I need two wireless waters.
When my makeup makes my hot water taste too cold.
When I have to write my maid a check, but I forget her last name.
I'm not going to message my machine at the same time.
I'm going to quit the cash in the bar.
I'm going to write the voisins blocking the internet.
I hate it when I tell them no pickles and they still give me pickles.
Friends, how many know we forget how blessed we actually are? And that's a dangerous thing, because God is quite passionate on the importance of appreciation. He's quite passionate about it. If you got your finger in Numbers chapter 21, this is a scripture, friends, that should give warning to anyone that lives in blessing and often forgets what God has given you. Let me preface this scripture here. It's Israel and what they have been set free, the 10 plagues. Moses has gone to Pharaoh, let my people go. Pharaoh said no. God literally moved heaven and earth to set the Israelite slaves free from the oppressive hand of the Pharaoh and the Egyptian regime. I mean, it is one of the most supernaturally amazing stories you see in the Bible of God intervening on behalf of a people and literally setting them free. There is no way they could say anything other than God set us free. This is amazing. We were in oppression for hundreds of years, and God moved heaven and earth because he loves me and set me free, and now they're on their way into the promised land. And it says this on the journey. It says, from Mount Or, they set out, talking about the people of Israel, by the way to the Red Sea, to go around the land of Eden. And this says this, and the people became impatient along the way. If there's a place to underline right there, that is a place to underline. If you got a highlighter, I'd highlight that thing, I'd circle that thing. Because we have to watch our hearts after we receive God's blessing. The people became impatient along the way. And it says this, and the people spoke against God and against Moses, the same people, right? The same God that set them free, the same person that was instrumental in setting them free. Moses, the guy who gave his life for this cause. And this is what they say. They say, why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and no water. But look at what they say right after that. And we loathe this worthless food. They just said there was no food. That's like going to the fridge and saying there's nothing to eat. How many of you have ever done that before, right? It says this, then the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, so that many people of Israel died. It says, and the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned. Yeah, I bet you're saying that now. It says, we have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord, Moses. Please pray that he take away the serpents from us. And it says, so Moses prayed for the people, and he did that. Friends, sometimes God will send unpopular reminders to show just how good you actually got it. Our appreciation with what we have now is the doorway for what God will use to give us blessing in our tomorrow. But without appreciation and gratitude in what we've been given today, without that, you don't ever see in Scripture God opening any doors of blessing and greatness for them in their tomorrow. You don't ever see that. God stresses the importance of appreciation on the blessings that he, the treasures, the things that he has placed around your life. You've heard me say this before, and I'll keep saying it. Don't treat your old junky car like an old junky car. If you're going to treat your old junky car like an old junky car, you're always going to have an old junky car. I don't care what it is. If it's held together by Christian bumper stickers, or if, you know, whatever it is, treat that thing like the blessing that it is, because there are people that would love to have it in the world outside of this nation, friends. You see how often we get stressed with what we are blessed with. And God uses our appreciation and our gratitude and our enjoyment of the things that he's given us, friends, to bless us in our tomorrow. I saw this on the internet, the statement, count your blessings, not your problems. You know, there's an old song that we used to sing when I started going to church. Down the street, a little old Pentecostal church, you know, and they used to sing a song, count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. And one of the verses on that song is this. It says, when upon life's billows you are tempest-tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings. Name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. That means no matter what kind of storm of stress you have going around your life, just look around your life and see what you have been blessed with, friends. I think that's an important thing we ought to do as people, is literally inventory the blessing that is around your life. I'm talking not here in this room, but man, today when you get home or in your prayer time this week, get a notepad and a paper or a notepad and a pen or a pencil out and just start to inventory the blessing around your life. Thank God for what you have, the people that are there, the home that you get to sleep in, the pillow that you have. There are people that don't have pillows, friends. I don't know. I didn't been able to look at the app. The first poll we put on the app was, how many pairs of shoes do you got? You know, there are people that don't have any shoes. And a lot of times what we should do is when we inventory the blessings in your life, you know what you find out without fail most of the time? Is that you're overblessed. And that's for a reason. The reason you are overblessed is so we can bless someone else. We're supposed to be a blessing to each other. I don't want you to feel guilty for the things that you have. That's not it at all. God, you need somebody to be stronger for the weaker one to be able to help the weaker one. I mean, we need that. We should be thankful for what we have because we've been given what we have so that we can bless other people. We are to be a blessing, friends. Thank God for the treasures that are around your lives, friends. Amen. Treasures like the things around our lives. Don't get stressed about a cell phone not working. Thank God you even have one. Thank God for what you have, friends. And don't focus on what you don't have. Treasure number three that I think we so often walk by, I would call it this, the opportunity to pray. How many times do we run past our prayer closets to go and stress over our problems? James chapter 5 verse 13 says, this is a scripture that we kick this talk off with. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him. Is anyone among you suffering? Are you ready all together? Let him pray, friend. You wouldn't think we would need this reminder if we're suffering. But we do, don't we? We need that reminder. Because so often we choose to be stressed instead of choosing to be blessed. When in prayer we find everything we need. You know, you can go to God and vent out all that you're going through, and I'm telling you, every single time I've gone to him with my stresses and my problems and my frustrations and my confusions, friends, I'm telling you, every single time after I'm done, I feel his presence just cover my life, and it's like somehow in the storm I'm in, everything's going to be all right. But there's times where we just don't go to prayer. And friends, we can't do that. It's your choice. Don't walk by that treasure. A lot of times, just there it is. There's the treasure. Like you two in the subway, man, we don't even realize the greatness that is right there. And we just walk right by it. Don't even know what we just passed by. Don't even know the experience that we could have if we would just stop and enjoy the treasure that's just right there. Just pray. There's a man by the name of Smith Wigglesworth. If you've ever studied church history, this man was like a documented miracle worker in the late 1800s, early 1900s. There were so many miracles credited to this man's faith in his ministry. This is a man that was seen literally raising dead people to life. Children as young as infants, all the way to the elderly, being healed. This guy would just pray for. This guy was an incredible man of faith and power. And he was quoted as saying, when somebody had asked him about his prayer life, and he said this, he says, "I don't often spend more than a half hour in prayer, but I never go more than a half hour without praying." Why did he say that? Because he realized the tremendous treasure that was ever present around his life. The value to the treasure of having an opportunity to pray. Friends, don't walk by the treasure of having the opportunity to pray just to get on with the demands of life that are going to do nothing but try and put more stress and load on your shoulders. Friends, stop and experience the treasure of prayer, because prayer is the gateway to miracles in your life. Prayer is the gateway to just giving a God that loves you your thank you. Prayer is the gateway to refreshing for your life. Prayer is the gateway to the solutions to your problems. Prayer is the gateway to healing. Healing. Prayer is the gateway to conversations with the creator of the universe. Prayer is a gateway to joy. Prayer is a gateway to about a million other amazing things, friends. People have told me, but I can't afford the time to pray. Friends, you can't afford not to. Stop and enjoy the treasure of the opportunity to pray. Lastly, treasure number four, the Bible. So many times in America, we do this. We just walk right by His Word. We walk right by it. We fail to commit to His Word. The reason I say that is George Barna, he's the leading statistician in the modern church today, in my opinion. He's amazing, he's accurate, in often all that he brings. And he said this, because I believe it was like 98% of America believes in the Bible. Like, they're pro-Bible. Like, I don't know the actual, it's an overwhelming majority of people. But he said this, he said, being pro-Bible doesn't necessarily mean Americans use the Bible. He said, listen, only 37% of Americans report reading the Bible once a week or more. 37%. He said that the distraction and busyness continue to squeeze out the Bible from our lives. Among those who say their Bible reading decreased in the last year, the number one reason was busyness. 40% report being too busy with life's responsibilities, which was an increase of 7 points just a year ago. This treasure that is overwhelming. We're not going to play that video, Micah. But I was watching, for the sake of time, I was watching this clip. I've got it for you on the app if you want to watch it at some point today or this week. But it was showing footage of the underground church in China. And, you know, where they are attempting with great effort to eradicate Christianity, making it illegal to worship in public. So it forces Christians to flee to caves outside farm barns to hide and hover in worship. There are certain places in worship where during the service, if where they're at, if people hear where they're at, they will be found, they will be imprisoned, persecuted, some have been killed. There are still Christian martyrs all around the world today, friends, that are dying for their faith, friends. This just isn't Old Testament living. There's a world out there that hates the gospel, and there are Christians in China that this is how they sing. They don't got a band because they can't be heard, so they're doing this. And you just got a crowd of 500 people in a barn that are just acting like they're clapping and mouthing worship words together. And they all come in and they listen to the whispers of their pastor. Then you got Christians in China that are worshiping in caves. And there was a missionary that was asked to come. And he was asked to preach on a Monday at 8:30 a.m. And they asked him to keep going until 7 p.m. that night. Sermon. How long is that? 11, 10 and a half hours? 10 and a half hours sermon. And they were so hungry for what he was saying that the pastor said, can you come back? This is on the video on the app. Can you come back tomorrow and preach at 8:30 to 7 at night again? He said, yeah, I can come back. And then he did it the next day. They all showed up. And then the next day, they asked him after that night. They said sheepishly, would you please come back and preach again? He said, well, what do you want me to preach on? They said, Genesis to Revelation. We love what we're hearing. And he says, it was in that moment I realized that they don't have any Bibles. They are just hungry for his word. They just want to know they're Christians. They rip pages out of the Bibles if they got one, and then they literally smuggle it like a drug. What do you got? You got John 3? I got John 4. And they'll hold on to that page. They're hungry for his word, friends. And what do we do in this nation? We just pass by an absolute treasure that wants, with great effort, to create promise and blessing inside of your lives. How often do you just walk by his word throughout your day? How often do we just keep going? I want to ask Tim or Ali if she would to come. How often do we just walk by this with a stress level in your heart caused by the winds of life that could all be tempered? That could all be brought down and adjusted and replaced with joy and peace and patience if we would just stop and have an experience with it. If we would just stop and commit to the treasure that God has placed around your life, friends. I want to encourage you to stop and experience and enjoy the treasures that God has laid around your life. And here's the closing point of this talk here today. God has placed all of this stuff around you, the people around you, the things around you, the opportunity to pray that is ever present around you every day, no matter where you're at, friends. You can access him in your car on the way to work. You can access him right there at your desk. You can access him right there at your break time. You can access him right there in your home. You can access him at any time, friends. God has placed that treasure. God has placed the treasure of his word around your life to be a blessing to you. Because he loves you and he wants to bless you. You're blessed in this room today, more than you should be stressed in this room today. You see, these things that we've been talking about, the people, the things, utilizing our time in prayer and his word, are so often the hidden treasures that God also uses to build your dreams. Because so often we get stuck in life thinking that, you know, we've reached our limit. This is it. This is the best it's ever going to be. That we often think we're at capacity when it comes to the greatness that defines our life. Listen, friends, and you have this dream in your heart. You're just waiting for it to happen. You just don't even see how. Listen, God wouldn't have given you the dream without the abilities to do it. You have what you need. He's placed everything around you needed to accomplish it. And all you need to do is look at what he's placed around you and not overlook what he's placed around you. I think it's interesting the name of the U2 song that they were playing in the subway was, "And I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For." Friends, look around you today. Look around your life, and you'll find everything that you've been looking for. Enjoy the treasures God has given you, and regularly connect with those treasures around you every single day. Let's stand. I want to ask our communion team if they would to come and